to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and this is the Video Game Bang live on NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? Antlion audio, everybody. The headphones you should keep, and add a mod mic to it. Amazing stuff. They're one of our sponsors. They're great people. Go get a mod mic, everybody. Good? Good, Web?
Close enough.
You're about to break up. That's what it is. I can see it already. Let's do the roundtable already on the show, everybody. Hasn't been here in a while. People missed her. The queen of lizards, Larissa, everybody.
Hi. Pokemon Go. I blame Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go? Has it stolen your life?
Seriously, like any free chance I get, I use a Pokevision.com app.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, there's an app?
There is an app.
It's a browser internet, and it runs off the Trainer Club, so it refreshes, and it tells you when Pokemon spawns and how long the spawn time is for.
It's serious.
I check it all the time, and I'm like, wait, there's something outside, so I just throw on my flip-flops real quick and run outside and go catch, like, whatever.
Here's the question for you, though.
Hmm.
WoW or Pokemon Go?
Ooh.
It's been Pokemon Go.
Has
Pokemon
it?
Yeah. WoW.
People,
Pokemon WoW.
You know, we have defeated. I've been getting those text messages like, why aren't you on WoW? Like, we have stuff to do.
I'm catching Pokemon.
Like, you can play Pokemon Go from WoW.
Come on.
Yeah, that'll be your ultimate. You heard it as always, everybody. The real David Webb
What's
is here.
What's going
everybody.
On, everybody?
So how about you? You guys were literally just Pokemon Going.
Just Pokemon Going. We Pokemon Go'd all over Old Sacramento.
That's gross.
All over Old Sacramento. I'm going to have so many baby mamas.
He Pokemon Go all over Old Sacramento.
It was good. I hatched a Tauros.
Nice.
And a Chansey. Disgusting. Every time I try to hatch a 10K, I don't get shit.
So the Chansey I hatched earlier today because I had nothing to do. So I found a couple of empty parking lots in Roseville and drove under 20 miles an hour.
Sad.
Zigzagged.
Sad.
Through. It's hot.
You wasted gas.
Driving real slow. It is hot, though,
it's
and
hot.
I understand.
Oh, my gosh.
I get it.
Behind the ones and tunes, everybody, Corey Vincent is here. Everybody.
What is up, pizzas?
Now, let's hear your sad story about Pokemon Go.
I don't have one, but I will say, I think Pokevision needs to be outlawed.
Ooh.
It needs to be banned.
Why?
I feel like it's cheating.
Well,
It tells you exactly where the Pokemon are.
Okay, but there's a glitch in the tracking system. So, I mean, I kind of
But it's broken, so that's okay.
That's my balance.
The glitch in the native tracking system or Pokemon Vision or whatever?
No. Pokemon Go, they're having glitches with the three steps and then
updates.
The listing and the...
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
The update.
It's screwed up.
We just updated, Corey and I, on our way back, and the steps are gone. And
really?
And you can't even click on one to, like... know if you're going in the right direction. Yeah, completely gone.
Yeah.
Well, like any game, they have bugs.
But Pokevision, like, it takes out all the adventure. You can just look on this app and see it has access to the back end of the Pokemon Go game, and it tells you exactly where they're spawning and how much longer they're going to be there.
Did you know it's illegal and frowned upon?
It should be. And I think anybody who gets caught using it should have their accounts banned and deleted.
Jeez.
God,
and I think you
hater.
Are the epitome of the real-life Team Rocket, and you
Jeez.
Need to go blast off somewhere.
Yes,
that's
I
gross,
am.
First
Thank
of
you.
All.
Blast off all over Old Sack.
Old Sack.
Yeah.
That's the name of the show right there. Blast off all over Old Sack.
Done.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining, guys.
Yeah,
it's been real.
Exactly.
We'll see you next week.
I haven't got to play Pokemon Go too much. I'm out of Pokeballs, one. Two, I have a job. And three, I just have been lazy. Like, it takes physical effort to get up and go someplace.
You know, I was surprised at how little I played Pokemon Go at San Diego Comic-Con.
Me too.
Like, the first day, that's all we did. But then after that, you
guys were busy, so it's like...
I wasn't.
Aaron wasn't. And when we weren't busy, I just wanted to sit. I just wanted to sit and have a beer.
That weather was crazy, you little
The weather was crazy. I didn't want to walk around.
Yeah. Beautiful city, everybody. We just got back from Comic-Con. If you didn't listen to the last episode, you should definitely go back and listen. We spilled all the beans about all the events that went on, all the announcements that went on. We got Maid of Might, of course, on the show. It was a stupendous show. Go back and listen to the last episode, and it's basically a recap of SDCC. Yeah.
So I issued a challenge to everyone in chat. We want to know what your Pokemon Go levels are.
And your team.
And if it's something ridiculous, you got to let us like screenshot it or something like that. Because, yeah, WebSling put 75 bullshit.
That's an example of something ridiculous.
Also,
I'm showing them what not to do.
Look at, okay.
The level cap is
forgetting
50,
already, before they go and answer, the final member that sits in every week in, week out, everybody. The chat. Say hello, chat.
What is
hello,
up,
chat?
Now, I know they're going to come out with some crazy, crazy stuff. Oh, by the way, my coworker who said he got banned from Pokemon Go because he was using a third-party app to actually move his location to different parts of the world.
Oh,
yep.
Good.
Yep.
That's even worse than Pokevision.
Yeah. That's pretty crappy.
Because all he had to do was sit down, and then he would move. And you know what he did? He came up to me, and he said, I feel obligated to tell everybody that plays Pokemon Go that I got banned for this. Like he was some type of pedophile, and he had to go and be like, hey, my name is... You know, I won't blast the pedophile out. Or he's not a pedophile. You know, he's just a cheater. He said, I feel obligated, though, to tell everybody I cheated. Do not follow my route.
He has to be registered on some sort of website now.
Yeah,
sort of Pokemon sex offender site.
When Pokemon sex...
It's going to be a picture of him and like, Ditto or something next to him.
Him and
like
Ditto.
That. Yeah.
Him
he
and Ditto.
Diddled the Ditto. That's what happened.
Diddle the Chansey.
Yeah, but he said all he had to do was sit down and use the app, and if he wanted to be in China, boom, he's in China. Catching whatever's there.
Going through, let's see, Monster 209 is a level 7. Charlie Manson, level 15. Gaming Since Gaming said he's a level 21.
Man.
Let's see. What are you, Aaron?
I am still level 16. It's a kind of a grind whenever you hit 20 is what I hear.
Yes, it is absolutely. It jumps up. My wife hit 20 before I did.
Jeez.
And it went from 25K to go to a level to 50K.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's too much.
That's huge.
They've got to scale it.
Let's see. Bezer's 15.
Bezer cannot stop talking about how many Pokemon he catches whenever we play video games. He cannot.
We've made the mistake of befriending Bezer.
And
so Bezer, like, he's in all the PS4 parties.
He
was hanging out with us for like 20 of our 24 hours for our live stream chat.
20, yes.
He stole his mom's credit card to donate.
Somehow he got a hold of Webb's like personal information, so he like just Snapchats him all the time. Just
Snapchats me pictures of me at my house. That's a weird thing.
He lets us know about,
outside your window.
Yeah.
And this is what you guys can be too. You guys,
everyone could stalk Webb.
If you guys wanted to stalk Webb, check us out on patreon.com/videogame_bang, because if you give us money, apparently we just give you access to our lives.
Yep.
That's
everybody
how it works,
has a
right?
price.
As Bezer has proven.
And mine's $4 a month.
But I mean, I appreciate Bezer. You know,
oh, we love Bezer.
He's a good bloke.
Yeah.
Over there in the UK.
Yeah.
He says the funniest things that are just not even like jokes, but it's just an English accent on something.
And it's just
hilarious.
Yes. Yes.
Hilarious.
He's like a mix of Austin Powers, because he'll say things that I swear to God Austin Powers has said.
Yeah.
Like he said, oh man, what did he say in the chat yesterday? He's voice chatting and he said, shits and giggles. Something like that.
Horrible.
And then he turned his other half turned into the Joker. Because then he just let out this screechy laugh.
He does have a laugh, too, yeah. He does have that distinctive laugh.
Shits and giggles.
That will haunt your dreams. That will haunt your dreams.
Yes, he will. So, patreon.com.
You want to hear that laugh?
Yeah.
Patreon.com. And you, too, can have that as your ringtone. Everywhere you go.
Welcome, Neary, to the chat. Kennedy's representing special cases, throwing it down. Charlie Manson, Razor 916. It's a great room. Let people know what you're listening to. Go to the social media.
Spread the love.
Let's see if we can get 30 people.
Yeah.
If we get 30 people in today, we'll do a spontaneous giveaway.
That's going to say, we'll do a spontaneous combustion.
That too.
I want to give a special happy birthday to one Jai London. It's her 22nd birthday, and she doesn't want anybody to know about it.
Oh, what birthday?
Well, now the internet knows.
22nd.
She's only 22?
She's only 22. She's only 17.
She's Taylor Swift in it.
Write music about old jilted lovers. Is that what it is?
Too.
That's what happens.
She has a blank space, Aaron. She's going to write your name.
I'd beat the crap out of freaking Taylor Swift if my name came up in a. She's basically making disc records. That's basically what she's doing. Do you not understand that?
Yeah.
She gets with a guy.
Right.
They have their relationship. They break up. She makes a song about it, and then she makes millions.
She's never actually going to settle down because she's just going to be rotating through.
That's the equivalent of a diss record. Oh, we was boys, and then we don't agree on something, and now I just made a track about how I slept with your wife.
And that's essentially
that's
Taylor
exactly
Swift's
what
music.
She does. That's all her music.
She talks about how she slept with her ex-boyfriend's wives.
All the time.
All the time.
You don't think so, Larissa? Because I think that's what it is.
I don't know. It's better than bitches, drugs, and...
It's the exact same. It's on the same level. It's on the same level.
Either way, I don't listen to either of that crap, so...
It goes Crips, Bloods, Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift. That's exactly how it is. And they're all on the same... They're all on the same line. All on the same line. But it's been a very busy day. I didn't get to do too much actual gaming today, and you know what was tough to find out? Find any type of stuff for the segment we're going to get into it, because a lot of San Diego Comic-Con stuff is still just like permeating on the web.
Oh yeah, I just published one on nerdreactor.com yesterday.
It's freaking ridiculous. And then you know another thing that I keep saying too, the Killing Joke stuff, which we talked about in the last episode.
Still brewing, huh?
Still brewing.
Still brewing.
I'm like, what's going
more
on?
More controversy,
people?
Or do you think it's settling down?
It's still mixed. It's still like I like my women mixed, just all. And I'm like, this is ridiculous, guys. And there's a YouTuber, Variant Comments, Aries Quiñones. He does a very good job, and he gave his review. He got to actually, at San Diego Comic-Con, talk to all the voice actors. That was pretty dope. And his thing was still, it felt mixed, too.
Yeah.
Still said it felt kind of mixed. Shout out to Roger Howard for going and tweeting us after the episode about the over-sexualization of Batgirl, how he disagrees with it and everything like that. We love hearing you guys, so if you hit us up anytime on Twitter, on the Facebook, comments, concerns, everything. We love that type of stuff.
Yeah, whether you agree or disagree, yes. We give it a voice. We retweet it out. We'll reply. It was good. I like that Roger Howard, he had Aaron's back. Go figure.
Wow. What do you mean, go figure? He's disagreed with me before.
No.
Yes,
you guys
he
are boys.
Has.
He's got the Aaron impersonation locked.
needs a little work. Needs a little work.
You know what, though? Speaking of the Killing Joke, Corey and I almost saw a reenaction of that infamous scene
at the Pokemon search.
Oh, good lord.
Somebody almost got shot in the abdomen?
No. Not that scene.
No, the bat sex scene.
The bat sex scene.
Sweet.
No joke.
Oh,
man. You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh, well.
So we're walking down Old Sack, you know.
Gross.
Down
the shaft.
The covered corridor, we'll okay. call it. And we hear what had to be a love connection going on behind us.
And this is Pokemon Goers,
this
right?
This is Pokemon Goers.
Okay.
And good on them. You know, they found their mate doing Pokemon Go.
Did they find them Pokemon going? Or were they together and this just brought them closer?
It was super awkward flirting.
Okay.
Is what it was.
Okay.
And we just heard the guy say, yeah, I'm pretty much like Batman, but with like a chipper personality.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
No, you did not hear this person compare himself to Batman.
Because he goes... Because he had a fanny pack.
Oh, my God.
But not just any fanny pack.
It was like a Batman utility belt fanny pack?
That's how he compared
it
to.
Oh.
No, it wasn't shaped like a fanny pack. No. It was just, that's what he was comparing it to. And it was like one of those hiking fanny packs.
Oh
so it was all like industrial and had these extra pockets.
Oh, my God.
So it had
God.
Like a water bottle stuck in one. And
his spare charger.
Spare charger.
Okay. But you've set up the line. Go ahead, continue, please.
No, that was just it.
That was it.
The swag was on that line. He was like, yeah. I'm pretty much Batman.
And she was like, oh, wow, that's so cool.
I would have stopped dead in my tracks and say, how dare you say
it. We just had to keep going.
Oh,
Yeah, I'm pretty much Batman, but with like a chipper personality. And but you know what? I'm glad that he found someone who was impressed by that.
No,
she was like a little cute. You know, she was not bad.
She was a little cute, and she was impressed by that.
Yeah, and he had blonde kind of like hair and kind of like zits. You know, but he
sounds just like Bruce Wayne.
Buddy,
exactly like Bruce Wayne
in Gotham, maybe.
Exactly,
but with a chipper personality.
Exactly.
That's like a new character we need to come up with. Just like the Batman. Real overconfident, like, guy who shouldn't be.
Oh, my God. What a fanny pack.
Yeah.
What's a fanny pack?
Thanks for that rebroadcast. Is that what that one is?
Good old ninja.
Good old ninja.
That good old ninja.
And if you want to do the same, please feel free.
No, whoa!
You are getting way close, aren't you? You're getting way close to that line.
I'm just testing my limits.
Yeah.
I'm sure
you are. Yeah, nobody should be that confident with a fanny pack. This is 2016, people. I don't care what you say. It's a fanny pack. Stop it. Stop it.
On the opposite, I gotta, you know, when I see game, I gotta give it credit. You know, I wanted to diss the guy, but I was like, look what this guy's doing. Like, he's doing more than most with a fanny pack.
She stuck with them. I mean, there's something to say about that.
Was she blind?
She may have been.
Maybe.
That's the only thing I'm going to accept.
Maybe she was like daredevil blind because she didn't have the stick.
Yeah, she could have, yeah.
But maybe she just sees things on fire.
So as soon as it rains, she's going to be like, fanny pack, and I'm out of here.
Duh.
Yeah, yeah,
wearing
exactly.
Around your waist.
Exactly.
That's what you meant by you're like Batman?
The only thing that can make it worse is if he was wearing sandals with socks. Look at that. You see that gasp?
I can't confirm.
Do you see that?
I can't confirm or deny.
Do you see that gasp?
Was that a good gasp? Like, did you like?
No,
do you
no,
need to
sir.
Have a moment? Or
no, no,
was
sir.
That like a...
That was like,
That's
oh,
the worst. Don't ever wear. Have you wore socks with
no.
sandals?
No.
And a fanny pack. Like that's.
And a fanny pack?
Oh, trifecta.
Man.
Although I think I just found my first cosplay.
There you go.
Batman with a chipper personality.
There you go.
Yeah,
Birkenstocks.
I'm pretty much Batman. Like, the confidence just to say that at all. I can never think of a situation where I'd be like, yeah, I'm pretty much
Batman.
That's
what Pokemon Go does.
And mean it to a girl.
Because I know the next thing he did was probably tell her his level. And what he has.
I'm pretty much Ash Ketchum.
Yeah. He's a Chansey.
He's a Chansey.
I got 45 Pokemon. I'm Ash Ketchum.
Exactly.
Bitch, I got 46.
Exactly. And then drop your phone? Is that what you do?
Yep.
Phone drop.
I love Razor says the only hipsters and their fanny packs. Well, that is fitting since an article just came out in the Sacramento Bee, no less, saying that our fair city of Sacramento, California is the fourth most hipster city in the United States.
And I say, what is the first again?
Well, let's see what chat thinks. See if chat, if you guys know what hipster culture is. Aaron, how would you describe a hipster?
A hipster is, oh, wow, that's pretty tough, actually.
So.
They're one of those above the curve in, I don't know, they try to set themselves apart from everybody else, kind of.
But then they just look like everybody
else. But they do kind of look like everybody else, yeah.
I will explain what hipster is.
Yeah,
oh,
please do.
Web, please,
please
yeah.
Do.
For illustration purposes, I'm going to need you to put it on Aaron's cam.
Oh, wow. How dare you.
All right.
That's terrible.
And that's a hipster.
That's definitely. According to Webster's Dictionary, a hipster is a person who follows the latest trends and fashions, especially those regarded as being outside the cultural mainstream. I'm definitely not a hipster because I don't wear the latest fashions and stuff like that.
Webster's wrong.
Oh, Webster's wrong? Okay.
That's contradictory.
Okay. Yeah, it is, because typically hipsters just go against mainstream.
They go against mainstream, and that definition by itself is contradictory because it says it's with the latest fashion. That's not mainstream. The latest fashion is mainstream, so it can't.
That's no. The latest fashion isn't always mainstream. Latest fashion just means that word, latest. It just came out. So, like, if you say Kanye just dropped his season 2.
Kanye doesn't count.
He's
an outlier.
He's so mainstream, he's not. Yeah, No. Hipsters are like.
Yeah.
Here, hipsters, this is what the Urban Dictionary says.
Okay.
They value independent thinking, counterculture, progressive politics, an appreciation of art and indie rock, creativity, intelligence, and witty banter.
Bernie Sanders.
See,
that's a hipster.
I only identify with like three of those things, maybe.
Well, let's see. Ceramic Dragon is kind of close. He said number one would be Portland, number two would be Seattle. Razor916 is actually correct. Seattle, Washington is the number one most hipster city in the country, followed by Portland. Third was Denver, Colorado. Fourth was us right here in Sacramento, California.
See, I still feel like Portland should be above that. You know why? Because I think Seattle feels a little techie.
Well, you know, this isn't what they did. They didn't like just say, put their finger in the air and say, okay, this city's hipster, this one's not. They actually used statistics and facts, found out the number of locally owned breweries, coffee shops, food truck, like all these type of locally owned run,
hipsters, you know, gather around and stuff. Huh?
Yeah, and they did it like a per capita thing. So like for every 1,000 people in Sacramento, there are 2.5 hipster establishments or something. So they actually broke it down to a formula, and they're saying it's hipster friendly for businesses. And like even in Sacramento, there's this place where you can go and it's got bikes attached to it. Have you seen that? And
yeah.
You can drink beer and ride a bike.
I want to do that so bad.
Because you're a hipster, right?
I got the beard.
I think it's great. I mean,
yeah,
we got Oblivion Comics and Coffee opening pretty soon, and that's like a pure, like that's what it is.
Now, I know anybody can be a hipster, but I'm looking at all these pictures.
Jay Fowler, 3677, just got banged.
It seems like hipster is a very distinct look, you know, with the beard and the, what kind of cut is that? Where it's short on the sides?
Or that haircut where it like kind of flips over. Yeah,
there you go, the Pidgeotto.
It's the Pidgeotto.
Yeah, haircut. Black people can't rock that.
Is it because
it's because of the hair? Yes.
Yeah.
You can straighten it though, and it works.
No.
No, you just end up looking like Will Smith on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
How dare
you? Season one.
It's totally inaccurate.
Shaved. Totally inaccurate. And then just hair.
That's called a flat top.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
These aren't no.
No, that would be the black person's.
Oh, the black.
To that haircut.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay. You're saying that's what that is to the Pidgeotto.
Ceramy Dragon asks, what type of games would hipsters play?
Nidhogg.
Nidhogg.
Digimon Go.
Digimon Go.
Tamagotchi Go. That's how.
Galaga.
Yeah. They, because some retro things. Yeah,
yeah, they play
that.
All the retro games.
And we do see a lot at the Coin-Op.
Coin-Op.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's hipsters all over the place. I don't hate hipster culture as much as.
I don't. I love it.
I don't hate it whatsoever. It's a thing. It exists. I don't want to. Like, I don't know.
The women are hot.
I don't really want to be one.
Says the guy who owns more flannel shirts than the entire city of Seattle.
Oh, they're comfortable, all right? They're very comfortable.
Yeah, the hipster women side, I'll tell you that at least.
What, you like the pinup look with the tattoos and all that? Oh, that was one of the other things, the amount of tattoo shops.
Oh, is that a hipster thing, really?
They counted that.
You're going to take that over? I think the tattoo artists would be a little pissed about that. Just a little pissed.
That's not a hipster.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It might be a little.
It's not solely a hipster thing, but hipsters do. That is an attribute of a hipster, is to have a tattoo.
And then when do you stop being a hipster?
As soon as you acknowledge that you're a hipster.
As soon as you realize that you're a hipster. That's why whenever you call somebody a hipster, they get pissed.
No.
Don't you dare take me out of this culture.
Yeah.
Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby. Don't you put that evil on me.
Well, all hipsters aside, everybody, we do still have a show that we talk about from time to time. So let's do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web.
It's just like home. Twitch, I don't know how long ago this article was written. It said July 27th, but I feel like this is an old topic. It says Twitch now makes highlight clips on any channel. Anybody hear about this?
Did they not make him on certain channels before?
It says you won't have to visit big name streamers to make easily shared videos. Twitch has far been limited to clip sharing to partner channels, but no longer, as you now create those bite-sized highlights on any channel. If a friend pulls off a slick move during a live stream, you can share it as easily as you would footage from a big tournament. I could have sworn we always were able to do that.
Maybe we're big name streamers.
Maybe we didn't even know. Wow. Now we're not anymore because we've identified ourselves. Thank you, Webb. Thank you.
We kind of hang out with quite a few cosplays in the world, and I've had at least three different cosplayers contact me and say that Twitch has reached out to them.
To do what, though?
To stream under the creative.
Okay.
Brand.
So just showing them like sewing and making their
painting and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but it's just interesting. They're making a huge push for towards creative, and they're hitting the cosplay community hard.
Hmm. Well, so though, I mean, some of the actual work that gets put in some of these cosplay uniforms, I guess you can call them outfits. What do we?
Well,
I like uniforms.
I've kind of been advising them not to do it, though.
Why is that?
Well, I'm advising them to definitely stream, but not partner.
Okay.
Because I don't know. I kind of changed my feelings on the Twitch partnership program. I don't think I'd want to be a Twitch partner because from what I've heard is that it's a 50-50 deal.
Mm.
Like you get that sub button, but they take a pretty high percentage of any subscriptions you get. Meanwhile, we have Patreon where they only take, I think, 5%.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So why would I, you know, if you want to help support, you know, one of these cosplayers and you say, I'm going to give this cosplayer $10 a month, let's say, and then you give it to them via Twitch, they're only going to get 5 of that.
How do you give it to them any other way?
Patreon.
You can just put a, well, I was thinking other ways too, of course, but can you put a Patreon button on the Twitch channel?
And then you can put a button that links to your Patreon.
Oh, okay.
So it's an extra click, but that 50% seems really steep. And I think some of the cosplayers that are reaching out to, I think they need them more than they need the sub button.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. Maybe they're trying to work out better deals than a 50-50 with these namers. You know, I told them just as a warning what I would probably, questions I would ask.
Stay independent instead of signing?
Yeah. And then a lot of these cosplayers don't really know Twitch culture too well. And I'm trying to tell them a little bit about, you know, kind of Twitch culture. And it's weird. It's,
well, I don't know what this new culture would be watching them make stuff. Like, I would say the people that watch video games are definitely different from the people that watch Jerry eat.
Yeah.
So
no, we learned that, like, really.
Yeah.
Really good.
So what's going to be the culture for the people that cosplay or make cosplay?
I like watching both. Watching Jerry eat was pretty interesting.
See? That's freaking crazy. No, yeah, that was
disturbing.
They were
very particular about what you eat.
They were. Too. They very were.
They got pissed when you were eating donuts.
I could see Jerry really taking off with that one.
Really?
Yeah. Why? They said that's not a meal. They said that's a snack. That's not allowed here.
But that seems social like, eating. It seems like they really are tied in too much. Like they have a personal, some type of personal stake in what that person eats.
They got some sort of fetish or something.
Yeah, yeah.
No, donuts aren't good.
Like that's no. Hot dogs. That's what we want.
Yeah.
Nothing but hot dogs. On Twitch, as before, you don't need to, it says a clip will capture 25 seconds before you hit the button to start and 5 seconds after. And then you just, you know, have your own little highlight section, I guess, of those top plays moments and stuff like that.
Twitch is definitely moving and shaking. I'm sure they're going to have some big announcements at
Twitch cans.
And
that's in San Diego, right?
They upgraded to San Diego.
That's
for
a
some
big
reason.
Venue. It's a big venue. What are they expecting? Because, I mean, you guys went, and you guys said it seemed like...
Empty.
Yeah.
They should have stuck with San Francisco. I mean, first of all...
Or Sacramento. Sacramento.
Or Sacramento. Yeah. But San Francisco, there are a lot of game developers right around.
Yeah, but game developing is different. Like, a con for game developing as opposed to a con about watching...
But that's who was there at TwitchCon.
Game developers, like, were there, and then the ones I talked to for the big, you know... companies like the developers of Star Wars Old Republic,
mm-hmm.
they were like, no one's coming up to our booth. I kind of don't know why we're here. But then when we went to XSplit booth, XSplit was like, holy shit, we're getting a bigger booth next year.
Yeah.
Like they were super excited.
So maybe they've honed in on what they're going to do.
It's going to be interesting.
Elgato, same thing. They were like, we never get this much attention at one of these cons. But, you know, Star Wars Old Republic is sitting there like just twiddling their thumbs.
Antlion,
yeah.
That was their first con.
It was huge for them, too.
Huge for them.
There you go, everybody. The ridiculous amount of things people will do to get video games before anybody else is, like I aforementioned said, ridiculous. Somebody paid $2,000 to get an early copy of No Man's Sky.
Really? They actually sold out and let them...
Says No Man's Sky, just 11 or 12 days, depending on, you know, where you live in the world, days away, but still too long for one e-buyer. An alleged early copy of the game sold for $2,000, not including shipping or, you know, handling, online on the online auction site, meaning whoever won the auction paid roughly $175 for each day of early access.
There's not a dunce cap in the world big enough for this jackass. I swear to God, this guy must...
So if I had $2,000 to throw, would they give it to me?
What, you mean the person that just bought it?
No, I mean, could I...
Oh, no. I think they, I don't know how the guy got the copy. I don't know how, I mean, they put up pictures. They showed the Blu-ray and everything like that. It's a PS4 version. I don't know.
2000.
The seller claims.
He's going to jump on the server. They're going to say, what the fuck is this? Ban his IP. And it's a waste of over $1,000.
Is it a game that you have to always be on? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You have to be online. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, no, it's an online shared universe game.
It says the seller claimed to have opened and tested the game ahead of time, saying it all checks out. Pictures of the listed show the box closed and open PS4 UI with the disc apparently loaded and ready to go.
What a jackass.
Game releases, what, about August, right?
I don't know anybody who's been that excited about a game.
It's a big game, you know? I'm still on the fence whether I'm going to get it day one.
Yeah, I'm still on the fence if I'm going to spend $60 on the game. I'm not gonna spend.
But are you on the fence to spend $2,000?
No.
There you go.
That's a real easy decision. Absolutely.
Yeah, the guy just couldn't wait, apparently.
I can't think of very many things I would spend that kind of money on in general.
There was no game that you can think of that you'd be like, you know what, $2,000, boom,
no.
Right now.
Not one single bit.
Maybe Bungie comes out and says, you know what, Corey, we got an exclusive Halo. No one else in the world is going to have this Halo.
You will be Master Chief.
Like, they're not releasing it? So
they're not
like
releasing
ever.
It ever.
They take
ever.
The helmet
yeah.
off, and it's your
and
face.
It's your face.
I can wait. I got a shitload of Pokemon to catch. I need to level up to 25 in Overwatch still.
They tell you you have...
I'm sorry,
we're not releasing this. We're not releasing this game.
Ever?
They're dangling it to nobody else. Only for you. They're dangling it over Mordor.
Yo,
right
yo.
In the lava.
And it's Bungie. It's not.
And it's Bungie. Yeah,
free.
It's Bungie.
No, Bungie screwed me with Destiny.
Yeah, but this is not Destiny now. This
no,
is
no,
Halo.
No.
We're going back to our bread and butter here.
Yeah, we're going back to the roots.
And they're like, this is the only one. If you
Halo,
decline, that's
Halo
fine.
2.
But we destroy it, never to be played by anybody ever again.
Only if I can buy it for $2,000 or whatever and then resell it for infinity.
First of all, I don't think anybody's going to ever sell it for Infinity.
I mean, it better have a really good campaign.
It's not. It's
because
Halo.
It's not going to have
it's
any
Halo.
Multiplayer.
It
who are you going to play with?
Yourself.
That's true.
The game's not being
yeah,
released.
I bet
anybody.
You will. The guy who spends $2,000
yeah.
on the game
he's
is going to be
himself.
Playing with
of
himself.
Of course he's playing with himself. yeah, that's way too much for a game. But it was an eBay auction, so the guy won out. And he, I don't know if he's going to log on first.
So,
but, you know, whatever.
I missed this. Was it the developers that put this on eBay?
No, it didn't say it was the developers. It just said
so,
the seller.
So the first question, how did the seller get a copy?
That's a good question.
The seller could spend? Be the developers, but they don't want to say that they're releasing it because it would look bad on their image.
He really just needed like a couple thousand to support his Coke habit.
There it is.
yes.
It says, assuming it really is an early copy, No Man's Sky, it should work fine since the game can be played offline. Uh-oh.
You can?
That's what this guy says. It would take some serious guts for the buyer to connect online and start adding planets and species names to the big database before everybody else does.
If you're offline, how are you going to play with your friends? Oh, wait.
If you're online, how are you going to play with your friends, Webb?
That's what he was
talking about.
That?
Well.
That was the joke, Aaron.
Sheesh.
That was the joke. Speaking of Pokemon Go, there were some major updates to the nests in our local Sacramento area.
So do they update actually spawn points as well, or just
oh, yeah.
the actual? Because I saw something online that said they updated the fighting mechanics.
I haven't seen that. There was an update that we downloaded on our way to this podcast from Old Sac. We were walking back, and then both the phones kicked us out, and so we needed to download an update. But before that, Webb and I were going to go try and pick up some Dratinis at a notorious Dratini spawn point.
In Rancho.
And there was like news stories on this Dratini nest.
That's sad.
Wreaking havoc on this suburb.
Yeah.
Poor white rich suburb.
Wars around the world.
They were talking about like, oh, this used to be a quiet neighborhood, and now people are coming as far as from San Francisco, the Bay Area, to come up.
There were people from Redding there when I went.
That's way too much.
And it's gone now.
That's what they get.
Replaced with EVs.
Not, wow.
Really?
I wonder what's
Did
around
they?
My house, though.
They replaced it with EVs? I'm
yeah.
there.
I can sit
there.
In my bedroom, turn on my game, and there's EVs all around me. So I wonder what's around my house now.
Dratinis.
they don't want to go there for Dratinis.
That's the trick. That's what they need to do. Instead of putting Dratinis in like super nice neighborhoods, make people work for it. And they go to Strawberry Manors.
Yeah, and get shot up or a Dratini. I don't think they want to do that.
I'll say what I said earlier. I could drive fast in Serpentine.
Okay, yeah.
That's fine. I'll get a Dratini.
You go Serpentine. You go Serpentine. See how far that gets you. When they think you're hunting Pokemans.
Serpentine, Brandon Stark.
No, actually, tell you, God honest truth, though, there have been people that just populate my rough neighborhood Pokemon searching.
Yeah.
And it's nice. It's nice to see, you know, the
something the, other than
the you know, ceasefire and Pokemon Go. When they start making battling anybody, then resume fire.
Again.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. But it's cool.
Oh, thanks for the correction. Rickon Stark. Thank you.
Somebody, of course, the internet will correct.
Yeah.
Hey. Thanks for the follow.
Medrano just got banged.
So we have to talk about it. It's been a while, but we have to talk about it. Destiny, everybody.
Oh, it's back.
Yeah.
I thought this was dead.
Well, somebody, like I said, the internet, they scour the internet all the time looking for whatever they can. Somebody found on Amazon a quote-unquote collection posted up for Destiny. Not too much detail on what this is, but it's the video game, of course. It says something called Destiny the Collection. I'm putting air quotes up for the people that are just listening to the podcast.
Do we really need quotes? We already know what this is going
to
be.
Maybe coming soon to the Xbox as well. It says, based on all the definitive edition and like that we've seen in the generations, it would make sense that to assume Destiny the Collection will contain the base game plus the currently available expansion. However, we've seen this version of the game does what they have, the Taken King in the Legendary Edition, right? That's what that one is.
Yeah.
And what's that one? Mark of the Wolves? Savage of the Wolves? Hungry Like the Wolf?
I think it was One Man Wolf Pack.
House of the King Wolves?
Wolf Among Us.
The Fallen Foxes?
The Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, wait, you're getting closer.
Wolf of Wall Street?
It's something.
Fallen something, I think.
The Fallen...
The Wolf Pack?
Rise of the Iron Horde. That's
there's
not
some
it.
Iron. There's wolves.
Anyway, the collection is coming out. There's, you know, they found a little quick leak on Amazon, so they couldn't even be sneaky about it. Who runs these things is what I want to know. It's like, all right, Tim, post it on Thursday, and then they'll be able to sell it. And then Slam's like, oh, well, it's a Friday, so I don't know. I'm not going to be here next week, guys. I'm going to post it now and see what happens.
What's the worst that could happen?
What's the worst that could happen, right? Let's go ahead and post this up, Amazon. So get ready for something called Destiny the Collection. I'm just guessing it's going to be base game, all the expansions.
Which we basically already have.
Yeah, right?
Wait, so is it going to have Dances with Wolves in it?
It's going to have Dances with Wolves. It's going to have the with Fallen Mennonites. It's going to have the...
Fallen the Mennonites? Really?
It's going to have the Taken King. And
and then
which is what we currently have out right now. You can get the base game, the first two expansions, and then the Taken King for I think it's like $25.
What about the Rise of the
Iron
Wolf. Iron Legion?
That's the new one that just
Iron
came
Rises.
Out?
Yeah,
yeah.
Iron Rises.
I don't know. The I Dark imagine Knight, maybe the Iron that's Rises. Gonna be what's gonna be in the connection.
Iron Man Rises.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I had to put it in there. Somebody is gonna want it. August 18th, though. That's when it's slated for.
Chat is really popping off because they want the more versions of Eevee to come out.
Oh, well, they got to wait till the next generations come out.
Yeah.
They're not going to, you guys, this is Generation 1. This is 1998 or something like
that.
They
want their Glaceon. Yeah.
Calm down, people.
Umbreons, Espionage. What else did they say? Fluffion.
Did you see that meme? It was like it took 14 years and Snorlax finally stood up.
Yeah,
and it was
I saw
all
that.
The different Snorlaxes.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. I wonder if that was planned or was that just, you know, it just by happen chance.
Oh, what if Niantic just didn't understand that
they didn't.
He's supposed to be laying down.
They didn't. I saw a giant Snorlax pillow.
Oh yeah, ThinkGeek.
A body pillow?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been teasing it. It's not a pillow, it's a beanbag chair.
That's going to sell like crazy.
It's like $150, $200.
Never mind.
But you can pre-order it
for $2,000.
For $2,000
you can get it a week early. No, it's got in big bold letters across it. It says pending license approval.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, why wouldn't they do that first and then?
I think they're hoping maybe to put pressure on them, maybe.
Wow.
So that when they sell all these pre-orders and have to refund everyone's money, they're like, oh, Pokemon's the bad guy.
Oh, man.
So let me get this straight. You sit on this and you're essentially giving Snorlax a lap dance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you know someone's going to do it.
Oh.
Yeah. But it looks comfortable. It's Snorlax. I think
there's, there's people in this room that are going to do it.
Larissa, you're getting it, right?
Huh?
Snorlax, beanbag.
Yeah, totally. Oh, dude. Right?
I love how she could do that. Like, she could flip a switch. She feigns interest. Like
that's
there,
it.
Like, she was there the whole time.
I missed you.
What's going on in the chat room?
It better be fucking
on.
Huge. Like
that's what she said.
Like a bed.
It looks like it. The little small girl that's on the thing.
Well, you're not even that big. I mean,
well, it's a beanbag chair.
It could be a normal sized beanbag chair, and it'd be a bed for
no,
you.
No, it needs to be a bigger though. It needs to be bigger than just a regular, because those old 70s beanbag chairs with like the pleather
no,
and stuff.
I found a really good one at the mall.
It's got to be like
huge.
Like
Brookstone?
No, it was at some bed store.
Brookstone. That's how you know Aaron's such a hipster.
Was that Brookstone? Was it a Sharper Image?
Was it the Crate and Barrel?
The fuck?
First of all, who shops Sharper Image?
Nobody anymore because it's closed.
Jeez. Brookstone is the place to go, everybody. Brookstone.
Massage chairs for days.
I used to love going to the Brookstone in the mall. And then, what's that? That National Geographic store in the mall as well.
Yeah. Oh, do you remember that place?
Discovery Store.
Yeah, the Discovery Store.
That's the first place I saw a nipple.
That's terrible. What was it?
It was a hippo, but I saw one.
Was it the,
it was like an African lady.
I was going to say the African.
Oh, it was that one. Like
that's horrible.
With like a, you know, a pot on her head or something.
No,
like
that's a pretty famous.
It wasn't racist. That's the first nipple I ever saw.
Extremely rapist.
Well, that's the show, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Oh, that's terrible.
Post in chat where, if you remember, if you can recall the first time you saw a nipple. I want to hear some stories.
You're going to hear somebody say, my mother?
Well, nobody remembers that.
I think they all remember it.
Aaron might.
It's the chat. So anyway, we'll move right along. An old game, Marvel Ultimate Alliance, was released on the PC, and it was terrible. Do you remember that game? Anybody here?
Wait, it wasn't bad.
No, the port was bad.
Oh, okay.
PC apparently screwed the whole thing up. And it says, Marvel creative director says Ultimate Alliance mess is getting cleaned up. With almost superhero-like speed, almost, Marvel has rushed to rectify the Ultimate Alliance fiasco. If you haven't heard about this, they, like I said, they released it and it was just glitched like crazy.
Mm.
So when you say almost superhero-like speed, are you talking like Quicksilver from Age of Ultron?
Yes.
Okay.
Quicksilver. And if you haven't gone to see how it should have ended, did you see that?
No.
Although X-Men Apocalypse, how it should have ended, they have Quicksilver running so fast. He runs to the other universe and he stops the bullets.
And he saves.
Yeah, he saves the other Quicksilver. That's freaking hilarious.
We did watch how Batman vs. Superman should have ended.
It shouldn't have been made.
That was good.
It shouldn't have been made. It says earlier this week, the last gen action game was re-released on the current platforms. It didn't go swimmingly. There was plenty of performance issues and DLC characters were omitted without good reason. People aren't happy at all. The state of the Marvel Universe Ultimate Alliance looks as if it's soon going to change. Marvel Games creative director Bill Roseman took to Twitter saying, shut up, people. We do what we want.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. Oh. He said Marvel Ultimate Alliance DLC and PC fixes are on the way. More details to follow. Activision out.
That's why you would never be like the head of a company, because you would do that.
I'd probably tell them, like, hey.
We're fucking Disney.
Yeah.
We'll do what we want.
If I was Disney, definitely. If I was Google, definitely. If I was Microsoft, definitely. Activision, definitely. But, you know, if I was like
Bungie.
343 Studios. Yeah, I might be like, sorry, guys. Sorry.
That was our bad. Destiny was our bad.
If this gets patched up like Roseman says, it will maybe be the worthwhile buy. It's really like $40 right now. It's not, you know, crazy. So, but it's too buggy. So just hold off until they come up with some type of update for this thing. And I really love the Marvel Ultimate Alliance series. I don't understand why they couldn't get it right or make a freaking threequel. The second one sucked. Literally made me sick.
What was the? There wasn't a third?
No, there was Marvel Ultimate Alliance and then Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2 where they did Civil War.
Where they did, okay. I get them mixed up because there were so many X-Men ones that were equally good.
There was X-Men and then X-Men 2.
X-Men Legends?
X-Men Legends. Yeah. X-Men Legends 2 Apocalypse or whatever.
Yeah, no, I love those games.
Yeah, those were good. I tried to get those from my little brother and he just didn't get the concept.
Unfortunate.
Yeah.
Kids these days.
Right? Freaking right. Yeah. You know what crap mutates and pollutes his mind? League of Legends. Yeah.
I've heard of this game.
Yeah.
I've heard of this game. It's an outbreak.
Sickens me.
It's sick.
Sickens me.
Sick game.
I'll come home and he's on my computer playing that crap.
I don't know. I've been playing Pokemon Go, so I don't know.
This isn't directed toward you. Are you feeling like it's directed? It's not feeling directed towards you. I wasn't directed towards you at all.
You said directed towards you too many times.
I did. But Smite has a new character.
Does
so
it?
Go play Smite, everybody. Terra, the mother of Earth. There it is.
Is she better than Overwatch's new character?
No. No.
Wow. That's saying something. She's not.
I don't know.
What do you think of Anna? I think she needs some buffs. Like, I think they went about her. I appreciate the fact that they didn't pull a League of Legends and then bring a new character in and then make it super overpowered so everyone wants to buy it.
Yeah.
And then
but she's
it a few
super
weeks later.
Underpowered.
So underpowered.
And I understand that she is a support, but yeah. I don't even feel like she supports.
If she's a support, why does she have a sniper rifle? She's playing from a distance.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, you shoot. And
so you have a sniper rifle.
Yeah, but
you're playing from a distance.
And it's so easy to close the distance between anybody in this game.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing. She has no quick getaways. That's the other problem.
She has no escape.
Yeah.
She has no getaways. She doesn't even have a double jump. She needs to at least have a gun as powerful as Widowmaker.
I would say give her an invisibility cloak, where if she stands still, she can be invisible.
I'd be okay with
that'd
that.
That'd be cool.
Thank you. You're welcome. For
but,
that.
But here's
that
the
one
thing.
Was free.
You know, I'd settle for a sniper rifle that just does sniper rifle type damage.
Yeah.
I think that would probably be pretty good for her.
Not just like she ran up and flicked you on the nose and that's the amount of damage.
Because that grenade is pretty nice. Like, the move set is nice.
Yeah.
The putting you to sleep thing is cool. Like,
it's
yeah.
so much of a... And people are... What I like about it a lot, people are grasping on to the concept of once an Anna puts you to sleep, don't touch them.
Depending on the situation. If it's like a squishy character that you know you can just... You know, eliminate. Go for it.
But I like Reinhardt charging at me, and then I just drop him to sleep.
Yeah, yeah. If it's a tank, leave him alone.
Like stopping a rhino in its tracks.
That's like, yeah, yeah. That's a note to people who are watching this or listening to this who play Overwatch. If you see a Reinhardt or what's his name, a Roadhog
mm-hmm.
or some tank get put to sleep, leave him alone. Put down the rest of the team, and then go back for the tank. Don't focus.
So when they wake up, they just, where's my team?
Where'd my friends go?
They're all dead.
Everyone you know is dead.
And then put them back to sleep.
And put them right back to sleep.
But
yes.
Don't worry, they'll be back in a minute.
Like 10 seconds.
Oh, maybe. We have to give props too. So our social media guy, Jake, when he started the game, he was the worst Overwatch player. I'm sure he was like in the running for worst of all time.
He was pretty
he was
bad.
So bad.
Yeah.
But through some time, like he's like
he's been training with KD a lot.
He's a pretty high level now, and he pulled the best play that saved our team.
Oh yeah, last night
it was buzzer beater.
Yes.
It was so good. I assumed it was the other team that was coming after us.
Clutch, so clutch.
It was like the last zone we had to take over. We had like 15 seconds left. It was our last final push.
We
he
all
does
written it off.
In Egypt,
diva.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Diva ult into the middle, blows up the entire team, and we just mosey on in for win.
Yeah.
He was talking about it in the morning.
I bet
he was. I think it changed his
sat
life.
His son on his lap. Let me tell you about the time I blew up the entire team on Overwatch.
His wife was like, Jake, that was the last night.
He said, yes, don't ruin my moment, woman.
Make me a sandwich.
Exactly. He did sound kind of wife beatery.
He did.
A little that night. That's what Overwatch does to you, everybody.
It's
brings out the brings out the beast in
it's
you.
Man sport.
Speaking of another MOBA, Battleborn, everybody, has their next hero.
Is that still a thing?
Yeah, I know.
You know what? The funny thing is I haven't sold a Battleborn pretty much since it came out. And a group of kids came in and was like, oh, I'm looking for, you know, like Overwatch. They settled for a Battleborn.
Because
we didn't have any copies of Overwatch.
Why did you do that to them?
We didn't have any Overwatch copies. So
I would have
like,
been like, there's no
like,
other thing.
Davis store has some.
Make the drive, kid.
Trexel has some. Like,
I would be like, there's one in San Francisco. Travel, son.
I can order it for you and have it shipped to your house. You sure you want Battleborn?
Yeah.
Here's you. So if you don't like it, you have 7 days.
Battleborn. Like. Well, no, you know what? I'm not going to it because I haven't had extensive time with it.
Why is it still full price?
It should be free to play, right?
It's $60 at Best Buy.
That's
game
crazy.
Should have went free to
New.
Play, I think, if it wanted to
New.
Be a contender. And I bet it's a good game. Like, I bet it's a really good game because Alexander Baggs really likes it. Like, there's people out there. It does have a market of people who really enjoy it, but it just came out at the wrong time it against did. A hype train it that it could not dethrone.
Well, it's getting a rogue assassin, everybody. And it's a bird.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Sign me up for Battleborn.
Back to Overwatch.
Yeah. I don't feel like that's very exciting.
If you're a season holder, of course you're going to get... Wait. No. You're getting it no matter what.
Okay.
It's just you get it out earlier if you're a season holder, apparently.
Okay. Without having to pay the
$2,000? No, it's still $2,000.
Oh, okay.
It's still $2,000. There's no...
Not worth. Don't do
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
That's right. Mo Fruity, it is on Humble Bundle right now. So
Humble
Bundaroo? You can get... Battleborn for $15.
Oh, that's
bucks.
Right. I almost did it. Just
for how much?
$15.
$15.
Not bad.
I would pay $15 for it.
The Humble Bundle this is really good.
Yeah, it is.
This month. Let me see if it's still up and how much time is left. Yep. So it's still up for another 2 days.
Okay. What we got?
You get Darkness, The Darkness 2,
yeah.
Spec Ops The Line, Duke Nukem Forever, Civ 5, NBA 2K16, Mafia what? 2, Battleborn, Starter Skin free. Pack, Freedom Force,
I didn't get it.
The Bureau, Railroad Tycoon, Battleborn, Battleborn Platinum Currency, and Borderlands the Sequel. $15.
That's not bad.
That's one of the better ones.
That's actually, I think I might pick that one up.
It might be worth it.
Yeah, then we can do some Battleborn and play with the new character.
I'd pick it up Ernest. For Civ 5. Then Battleborn just kind of
That's terrible. That's horrible. On some sad news, everybody, Disney is shutting down the Infinity servers.
Yep.
And what? Web?
No, were they not shut down already?
We were selling all of the Infinity things for $5.
Dang.
Yeah.
The little statues or whatever?
Yeah, we're getting rid of like our complete stock.
That sucks. First of those trigger dates, of course, for things shutting down. No in-app purchases, of course. Steam version of Infinity 2.0 on the iOS, Android, Apple TV, whatever you have it.
Man, sorry. They didn't even do us the people the benefit of holding the servers up for a little while longer.
No.
It was like, we're done. Cashing in the chips. We're not paying the extra $25 to keep the servers up.
Bye-bye.
But here's the thing, though. They have Marvel Playmation now.
I think that's going down, too.
Is it? It just came out.
So what are we thinking here? Nope.
I'm thinking when I was at the store, I bought Hulkbuster Playmation for $1.50.
No what? Way.
Because they were all on clearance.
No way.
Yes. This was $1.50. I was like, even if nothing else, like it's a pretty dope statue.
Yeah,
you can
it
do
is.
For giveaways or something like that.
I think those things might be worth a little something good 20 years from now.
Yeah, well, if nothing
yeah
else,
we said the same thing about Beanie Babies.
Oh, no, they're hot. They're hot. I saw them at a gas station.
The Beanie Babies never went out. What are you talking about?
Yeah, they're still hot. They're still the hotness. They're almost as big as Pokemon Go.
I have a bucket of them in my storage unit.
You have millions in your storage unit then.
You know what's
it's gold.
I've referred to them as this, but you know the pop vinyls. The pop vinyls are kinda like today's Beanie Babies.
They are.
Yeah.
But with Beanie Babies, if you're a hardcore collector, whenever it's all said and done and the popularity of them went away, you're stuck with like a fucking zebra or a blue bear. Or a pink unicorn.
Hey, that blue bear is worth like $20 now.
It was so weird.
But
my mom was into that.
In this case, you have pop vinyls of characters you actually enjoy.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
You don't. You just collect them because you thought they were rare.
I think that's stupid.
No, like they have like Sailor Moon pops. They have all kinds of.
They have everything.
Stuff, so
I don't think there's one form or media that hasn't been represented by pop vinyl.
Yeah. So if you like something,
I got mine out there.
Reading Rainbow.
Yeah.
It's not Black
That's
Panther.
That's definitely out there.
Black Panther.
Pete.
Black Panther.
Yeah.
Definitely out there.
Yours is not the Black Panther one.
Oh no, it's the Nick Fury one.
Nick Fury.
Oh. Yeah. They modeled that one after.
The pops are just fun. I mean, because you get them, you should. If you're trying to make your millions off these pop vinyls, good luck. I hope you do. But otherwise, if you're like me, I just like to collect ones from the characters I like.
There's certain things, though, I don't understand why they're worth millions after a little while. Like, I really don't. Like, it's not going to improve anything.
Supply and demand.
Like, if it was a thing where it was like, oh, this is the original lightsaber off of Star Wars that they used for their very first one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What would you pay for that?
Nothing.
No, if you were a Star Wars, if you were a Star Wars fan. What's the most that you could see? Okay, I can understand if you're a Star Wars fan.
For a collecting thing? Man, that's tough. That's tough. Can I say $999?
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
Then I'm going to say $999. Maybe.
So just under 1,000.
But I can't think of anything on this planet that I would spend a stupid amount of money on. That's a collectible, I should say. I just can't think of anything like that.
It would depend on what if it was a collectible. What that is your, actually
what
works.
Is it? What no? What is yours? Well, you got to tell me something, Corey. What is your collectible that you would, you know? Hey, there's a Stevie Nicks guitar.
Oh, I didn't even think. I was thinking video games.
See, I'm talking about anything. We're talking about anything. Yeah.
Dude.
Anything.
A working Batmobile.
I would love, a Batmobile. John Dolman's drum kit. The one that has it's a drummer from System of a Down, but he has a drum kit where he commissioned all these comic book artists to, like, make characters on it.
And how much would you be willing to pay for that?
Oh, man, I'd pay, like, $5,000.
$5,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a lot.
So, Webb, you got your Batman fanny pack.
Pretty
much Batman.
With a positive attitude.
How much are you paying for that working Batmobile? Okay. Which, wait, first of all, which Batmobile are we talking about? Are we talking about the Tumbler? Are we talking about Michael Keaton's Batman?
If Webb bought the Tumbler, I saw him try and back his vehicle out of my driveway once when he parked in an awkward way. And we were sitting there watching him for like 30 minutes, and Jake had to get out of his car. We were like, let us do this for you.
With
so
the Tumbler, you wouldn't have to worry about that.
With the
you're
Tumbler,
rolling over
if
everybody.
If a Tumbler, I would just go through the house. Yeah.
If
fine.
Webb had a Tumbler, he's taking things down.
That's awesome.
That's the only reason
that's
I would
the only
have
reason why you get a Tumbler. Yes.
Old ladies. Just when he drives it after his first test drive, it's just going to have shit all over it.
Larissa.
Is that someone's blood?
Yes.
While he's stewing.
Yes. I'm ready.
What are you? Okay, what is your? You're ready.
The Death Star. I want to live in that shit.
Well, first of all, it's the size of a moon.
Yeah, no.
I want to live
it's
in it.
It's bigger than a moon. Yeah, exactly.
I
want
to live in it.
Well, I don't think you can afford that, but how much would you be willing to pay?
Here's an important question before the Coalition of Earth decides to allow you to have said Death Star.
On her Iron Throne. She stares down at the planet Earth.
It's full of lizards.
Exactly.
Is it a working or has it been decommissioned?
Can I have it working?
No.
The planet Earth will not let that.
The coalition of planet Earth will not.
Then
allow
I'm
that
okay
to
with it decommissioned. As
okay.
long as I can live in it.
The coalition of Earth approves.
Okay.
Neri said he'd pay $100 for Larissa's panties.
Well, yeah, Neri, clearly. Clearly wouldn't marry
Patreon. Click the button.
Everybody has a price. We just found out Larissa.
That's horrible.
Okay.
Let's see. Someone wants. Someone at the top said they would want to video game bang pop vinyls.
Yeah.
And then
how much does it cost to get a pop vinyl made, though?
I don't know.
Because they have custom ones, correct?
I think I created a new life goal, though. I want a pop vinyl. But then Special Cases had to burst my bubble and say, I don't feel Corey's would sell, so no need,
damn,
no need to waste the plastic.
That's jacked up. Oh, man.
All right, Special Cases.
That's
cool. Supportive. I like it. I love it. Thank
so
you.
That's so terrible. Aww. Yeah, if you can
do
make
we know
your...
who Special Cases is?
And I don't think
have
so.
Have we met this one yet?
The anonymity is still there.
I cannot wait. Until he's like, hey, I'm Special Cases at one of our events.
What does he say like that?
Hey, Corey, you know, all this stuff I said, I was just joking.
Oh, what if we did meet him today?
Does he have a fanny pack?
He's basically Batman with a chipper personality.
We found
that
him.
That was you?
It was Special Cases. He was like, that's why he's so salty. Because we caught him hitting on that girl.
Oh, man. Yeah. But he won.
Yeah.
Winning.
All right.
Corey,
$250.
Nobody would buy his. He's not worth the plastic.
Terrible.
$250,000 for the Tumblr.
$250,000 for the Tumblr? That's how much you Googled it?
No. I was Googling pop vinyls.
Okay.
We could do custom pop vinyls.
$250,000.
I would
so
be okay with that.
A car. An actual car, right?
Yeah, a working Tumblr.
Because how much is like the most expensive car? Like that's not in the millions. Like a luxury car.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
About that, right?
It's about that, right?
Yeah. That's
and
what
so
you're
this
paying
is,
for.
This is better.
Yeah,
know.
It
it's
is.
It's not luxury because you're laying down in your stomach the whole damn time.
No, there's some backup. Remember, he goes down into the...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
He does.
So you have the option to lay down. You know, I would love that if I was driving I-5 to
driving
San Diego.
Driving down to San Diego. Come,
oh, my God.
Just to stretch out a little bit.
Exactly. I'd be switching back and forth the whole time.
Dude, yeah. I wouldn't even be on I-5. You'd see me in the desert.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
All right, so $250K for the Tumblr. For, like, the regular one, like, Michael Keaton...
No, we're talking about
Batman
Michael
Forever.
Keaton ones that blasts apart and then goes through alleyways as a thinner Batmobile. Look at you. See?
See, now I have so many things I have to think about.
Blown. right there.
Any of those ones. Like the more traditional looking Batmobile.
But realistically speaking, there is no such scenario where you're going to blow the sides of the cars off and
find a scenario to make that happen.
A thin alleyway.
Excuse me, can you put those cars closer together?
Exactly.
I do 150K.
150K? See, I can't think of anything. I cannot think of anything.
I'd get more use out of the Tumbler.
That I would... I don't know.
You could drive on roofs.
How much did that pop vinyl?
Commute.
Well, can you do your own pop vinyl?
This is too much research.
It's too much.
It's too much research to do on the show. I'll do it later.
Okay. Hey!
JC530 just got banged.
Yeah, because that'd be kind of interesting. And then last story I had on the docket, Curt Schilling. You guys know that guy?
Curt Schilling, he's a kickboxer.
Yeah, he's friends with Michael Biehn.
Well, he has like all so wrong. All so wrong.
How do you know he's not friends with Michael Biehn? Do you know who Michael Biehn is?
Nobody knows
who Michael Biehn is. How do you know he's not a kickboxer?
Did you just bullshit?
Yeah, he did.
Did you believe me for a second?
Yes,
I've been working.
That was pretty good. Your poker face. Very well.
He's a baseball player from a long time ago. But anyway, he tried to make a video game. Anybody remember that?
Is it like one about his mom going to heaven or something?
No.
It's his dad going to hell.
He had ties with the guys that made Kingdoms of Amalur.
Oh.
And he was trying to make another, whatchamacallit. He had a $75 million loan. You guys don't remember this?
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh my gosh. You guys gamers?
Nope.
Clearly. Well, apparently, since he didn't make the game after the $75 million loan, he is not going to be brought up on charges.
So that makes sense.
Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Does it make sense?
Let me ask you one question to tell you if it makes sense or not.
He is white.
Boom.
38 Studios is off the hook after arranging a $75 million loan for a game that was never finished. Kurt Schilling's 38 Studios had run plenty of trouble since the declaring bankruptcy in 2012. Excuse me. Not at least the SEC lawsuit of the year. However, criminal cases won't be contributing to its headaches. The Rhode Island State Police have determined that they will not file charges over the failed $75 million loan for the Project Corpaconius, the massively multiplayer online game that have followed Kingdoms of Amalur: The Reckoning. So, yeah, he was going to make an MMO out of kind of, I think, following that lore. Did you guys play Kingdoms of Amalur?
Yes.
It was actually a good game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all.
360.
You should have stuck to a specialty and just made a baseball MMO.
That would have been the stupidest thing ever.
You're all just baseball players.
He said there was no provable criminal violations in the development of the cash and anything like that. Actually, I think I saw a whatchamacallit on there, like a documentary on this, like way back in the day, where they were just blowing the money. Kind of like... Yeah, it's not like a video
club,
game. Yeah, kind of like that. Oh, everybody needs bonuses? All right, let's give out bonuses.
Gets a ball of crystal.
Yeah.
What are you guys, Oprah?
Basically.
Yep.
Everybody gets whales.
Exactly. Oh, I would love a whale. That'd be kind of cool.
How much would you spend
on a whale?
On a collector's edition whale?
What's the collector's edition whale?
I don't know.
Exactly. So, Curt Schilling escapes the police.
Colin McGregor.
There it is. Thank you for listening to the Video Game Bang. If you're not here weekends at about 9-ish, then you're doing yourself a disservice. twitch.tv/videogame_bang. Definitely go there. Also become a patron member because we're doing the giveaways, everybody. All you have to do is give $1, the amount of a cup of coffee. That's all it is. Yeah, $1, right? You can get a cup of coffee for $1, right?
Oh, McDonald's.
McDonald's, yeah.
Boom. So just for a cup of coffee a month, you can become a patron member and be entered to win.
This month is a big deal.
Okay, what is it?
Because it's going to be the package that we got from the Sonic Party.
Oh, that's right, the 25th anniversary Sonic package from San Diego Comic Con.
I looked it up on eBay. $160.
$160, hey, everybody.
Crap.
You know what else
more
is crazy?
More than we make a month on Patreon. So maybe I'll just fuck you guys and sell it on eBay.
The bags are actually going for nice prices as well.
Are they?
Just the little handout bags. I saw some that were going for $50, some for $30. Like, it depends on which one you have. Because remember, they're different.
Yeah.
I got the Flash.
100.
Yeah.
Oh, those bags.
Yeah, the little give.
Oh, I thought you meant the Sonic bags.
No. I meant the little ones that they give you right at the door. Oh, basically. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Which is pretty cool. I don't know why Google's. You know why? Because I gave my bag away to a friend's son. You know, I was like, here you go. You can have all my, you know, SDC stuff. Because I'm a giver. I'm a giver.
Gross.
Terrible. Also, I always want to keep stressing this. Head over to our socials, the Twitters, the Facebook, so we can get, you know, that communication going back, everybody. I love that stuff.
BGBstudios.com. Exactly.
So for Queen of the Lizards, Larisi, Corey Vincent, the real David Webb, I am Sir Aaron Carter, and you have just been banged.
Yay, podcast over.